so as some of you may know, my son got married this past week, so we have Shevar Brachos almost every night. So last night, at the end of the Shevar Brachos Su'uda, someone poured a kos of yayin for the person to be Mevarich. There was a Kohen in the room, so he was Mevarich. And then they took that very same kos of yayin and passed it around the room for people to make the Shevar Brachos. And we didn't realize that they were using the same kos of yayin until after all of the Shevar Brachos were made. I said, I don't think you're supposed to do that. I think you're supposed to pour another kos and pass the other kos around the room, and then you do that magic trick with the three kosos, and you know, right? So what exactly got me thinking? You know, first of all, as soon as I said that, someone said, Temen Halachas here. I'm like, good idea, right? Why is it that we have this second kos of yayin at a Shevar Brachos Su'uda? So really, the question boils down into to three different questions. First of all, why do we have that second kos at all? Second of all, why is it that we don't suffice with the second kos? We then bring a third kos and do that whole shtick with the pouring from one to the other. And third, when should you pour that second kos? Should it be poured before benching? Should it be poured after benching? So let's take it one by one. Why do we have a second kos at all when it comes to benching? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis where the Gemara says that if for whatever unusual reason someone is benching and saying Kiddush at the very same time, they should not say them both over the same kos. That the kos of Birchas Hamazon and the kos Shel Kiddush should not be the same kos. You should say Kiddush while holding one cup of wine and bench while holding a different cup of wine. So the Gemara says, why? Why is that necessary? So the Gemara comes up with the famous principle of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. We don't bundle mitzvos together, so we're not going to take the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon and the mitzvah of Kiddush and put them both on the same kos. It would give the impression that those mitzvos are a burden, the way Rashi understands, and therefore we want to treat each mitzvah with its proper respect, with its proper dignity. So when Yom Tov falls on Sunday, the Gemara points out, we say Kiddush for Yom Tov and Avdalah for Shabbos as part of the same, there's Yaknahaz. So apparently it's all said over the same coast. So the Gemara asks, why isn't that a violation of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? If you can say Kiddush and Avdalah over the same coast. So the Gemara, Kuf Bezon Bezon, Mesechus Pesachim says that Kiddush and Avdalah are considered one mitzvah and therefore it's not a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. So Tosfos on the spot in Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis says, and what about Shevar Brachos? What about when you're benching? So you have a kosher bracha for benching, and you have a kosher bracha for Shevar Brachos. Do you need two kosos or not? So Tosfos first quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. The Rabbeinu Meshulam holds that Shevar Brachos and benching can be said over the same kos of Yayin. It is not a problem of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos because we don't say Shevar Brachos unless there's benching. So clearly the two are linked, and therefore they're clearly a singular mitzvah. So they go together. So according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, the right thing to do is what they did last night at my son's Shevar Brachos, is to fill just one kos, have the Mevarich bench on that kos, pass that kos around, have everyone say their brachos, and then the Mevarich will make the Baruch Pri HaGafen at the end when he receives that kos back. Parenthetically, why is it that we move the Baruch Pri HaGafen all the way to the end under the chuppah? So it's at the beginning, which is, by the way, an absolute nightmare for Masada Kiddushins, because the cards that they print are cards for Shevar Brachos Su'udos, right? So they always have the Baruch Pri HaGafen at the end. So they number them, and it's all misnumbered. So you'll be at a lot of weddings where people under the chuppah are getting called up and saying the wrong bracha because the cards are misnumbered. But like, why did we create that nightmare, right? Why did we do that? Why did we put the Baruch Pri HaGafen in a different spot? So the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, Sim Sanchel Beis of Katan Beis, explains that Hatam Shelo Yeh Nira De Mevarchim Baruch Pri HaGafen Litzorich Birchas Hamazon Lo Mishum Shevar Brachos. That we don't want to make it look like the Baruch Pri HaGafen is only on account of the benching and not on account of it being one of the Shevar Brachos. So we want to stick in the other six brachos before the Baruch Pri HaGafen. Under the chuppah, there's no such misconception that could happen, so we start with Baruch Pri HaGafen just like we do by the Birchas Erisin, just like we do normally when you do a mitzvah al hakos. But anyway, Rabbeinu Meshulam holds one kos, because it's all one mitzvah anyway, so you use a single kos. Tosfos, however, quotes another shita that says, no, it's a violation of Chavilos Chavilos, and therefore you should have two kosos, one for the kos of Birchas Hamazon, another for the kos of Shevar Brachos. Great, so how do we paskin. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, Sif Tes, both Shitos are quoted, and the Mechaber says, yeah, but the minig is to use only one kos, like Rabbeinu Meshulam. The Ramah, however, says, that's not our minig, that Ashkenazim use two kosos, not like Rabbeinu Meshulam, like the second Shita in Tosa. So the Chida in Chuvis Yosef Omet, Simon Mem Zayin, was a big Svardi posek, and he says that even though at the time of the Mechaber, apparently the minag of Eidot HaMizrach was to say Shavu Brachos on the same cup as benching, but already in his time, says the Chida, they already started using a separate kos for Shavu Brachos, like the Ashkenazim. The Chida was a big expert in Minhagim. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, but he traveled all over the place, all over Northern Africa and Europe, and he collected all the different Minhagim from all over the place. So he was a big expert in Minhagim, and that's what the Chida writes in his Tshuvas. There are other Svardic Gedolim also cited in Otsar Poskim that take sides, that say either way, one way or the other, meaning it's not like all the Svardim over here follow the Mechaber and the Ashkenazim follow the Ashkenazim will follow the Ramah, but it's not like all the Svardim over here follow the Mechaber. Now in Otsar Poskim it also writes in Simon Samuch Beis Osnun Gimel that if you only have one kos of Yayin, so then okay, we can rely on Rabbeinu Meshulam and just use one kos. So for whatever reason you only have one kos, it's not the end of the world. So what happened last night where they use only one kos, not the end of the world. I'm like 99% sure that my son is still married, even after using only one kos. Now the question is, where does that third kos come from? So the third kos is used to mix kos 1 and kos 2 because we want the chasan kal to be able to drink from both the kos of Birchas HaMazon as well as the kos of Shavu Brachos. And if they're both full, you can't really mix them without spilling all over the place. So that's why we bring a third kos, just to create extra space so that you can mix them properly. Now, the other reason probably is because the Mevarich is going to drink, and you want the Chasan and Kala to both drink, but if you have the Chasan and Kala share a kos, it creates all sorts of Hilchos Nida Shailas. The Shailas of Shirei Kos, that a husband is not allowed to drink from Shirei Kos Shala, Shailas of passing a kos, Shailas of Asr L'Shloach Lo Kos Shal Yayin, so it's just much easier to just give them each a kos and let them just drink from the kos. Now really it seems that the Mevarich doesn't have to drink from that second kos, right? He could just drink from the kos Shel Birchas HaMazon. He didn't participate in the second kos, right? But more often than not, you see that they mix it all together and then the Mevarich drinks, although I'm not really sure why that's necessary. It's not even so clear why it's necessary for the Chasan and Kala to drink at all. Meaning it's not their obligation to drink. Someone should drink from a kos Shel Bracha. So the Rav Ram ben Arambam is quoted in the Akadama to the Sefer Rokeach. The Rav Ram ben Arambam says, yeah, but it's appropriate. The brachas are being made in their honor, so they're the ones to drink. Nafkamina might be why it's, that might be important is when it comes to shalashudis, the Shavu Brachos of shalashudis. Does it make sense for the Chasan and Kala to be drinking from the kosher Shavu Brachos of shalashudis, considering that it's not really so important that they drink and you're not allowed to drink before Avdallah? So there are like 8 different shitas about that. That's a different topic for a different time. Probably we've covered it already. Now, when should you pour that second cup? Should it be poured before Birchas HaMazon or after Birchas HaMazon? Obviously, the kosher Birchas HaMazon you pour before Birchas HaMazon. What about that second cup? So the Beis Shmuel and Simon Samuch Beis quotes from a Prisha that you don't need to pour the second cup until after benching. It's not necessary. Sounds like he's not really so makbid that it be poured dafka after benching, but he says you don't have to pour it before. There's no reason to pour it before. The Taz says, no, adrabba, there's a very good reason to pour it before, because in the text of the Zimun is Dvai Haser, and that's all about the Chasan and Kala, so that relates to the brachos we're going to be giving the Chasan and Kala, so the kos that all those brachos are going to be made on should exist already at the time that you say Dvai Aser. So that's what the Taz writes. In Rav Nissen Kaplan's Sefer on Shavu Brachos, he just collects a number of contemporary poskim that he happened to have asked this question to. So he said, Rav Shlomo Miller from Toronto said that the minig is to fill it before benching, and that's what Rav Eliashiv and the Stipler used to do as well. Rav Ruvain Feinstein said, it doesn't matter, but fill it before benching to avoid any mistakes, because then you'll forget to fill it and you'll end up with only one kos and a lot of confusion. Rav Forsheimer from Lakewood said, David Kamaravid, David Kamaravid. Essentially, it doesn't really matter. Rav Shechter was at Shavuot Brachos a few nights ago, and when they filled the kos before benching, he whispered to me, they probably should wait to fill that after benching. So it seems that Rav Shechter holds it should be filled after benching. He said, because of chavilos, presumably similar to being mashke besotos kachas, or having two babies get a bris mila at the same time, and if you have two different mitzvahs, they shouldn't both be there at the same time. One should be brought in after the other. And in fact, Rav Nissen Kaplan quotes that Rav Neuwirth thought that that was the correct minhag, and that was the more predominant minhag, to only pour that second kos after benching. So again, why do we have a second kos? Because we're choshesh for the, if we pass on the sheet of Tosas against Rabbeinu Meshulam, that it's a violation of Chavilos. Why do we have the third cup? Just to make it easier to pour things and to be able to distribute to everyone who needs to be distributed to. And when should that cup be poured? Different minhagim, and different people do different things. Okay, everyone should share. Should have simchas. Have a great day.